Hello, good friends. As promised, we're heading into a completely different topic, and we're shifting this month in your practice focus entirely. We usually put as much energy as possible into our verbiage and communication and focus on patients through their experience, the case acceptance objectives, other ways to really engage them, which, of course, is how you make the magic happen. However, there is a who that happens to create the how. That who is you, of course. We know this. It's you. We can't do it without you. So, for the next few months, we're going to take a really different approach in perspective. We're going to begin a new climb up the mountain of your own personal development and see where we can push the limits on your potential, both inside and outside of the practice. This month, we're getting personal, and very similar to the way we reflected on and assessed some of your key and critically important pillars and the systems that helped you become more successful with your patients. Today, we're going to do the same thing with you. As I said before, we begin this very moment, okay, at this point, you know, you have to look at it. You're a veteran. You're a seasoned practice. You're a true professional. And just like a professional athlete does, every year they take inventory of how they've done, of where they're at, and where they want to go from here. And they go back to work on the basics and the fundamentals, not just of how they play and perform, but also within themselves, their mental toughness, their own personal belief, and personal development. So, since there's going to be a whole lot of sharing to do, I'm going to keep this as brief and as specific as possible, which, you know, isn't always easy for me to do. You are going to discuss three things in particular this month. Each of them have a couple different parts. And I want to remind you, which I'm sure I don't need to say, but it's very important that everyone participates. Hey, and especially you, doctors. That means you're in the game here. In fact, you should either lead the way or you could opt to go after everyone else has done. Just make sure that you play along however you want to do it. I want you to take each of these separately, so complete one round of discussion and then move on to the next topic, okay? Here we go. First, for each of you individually, I want you to think about and write down answers to the following questions. How have you changed, grown, improved? In what ways, outside of the practice, as a person? Over whatever period of time you want to consider, how are you different than you might once have been before? It's a very broad, open-ended question, but it's important for everyone to get your feedback on yourself. Depending on how long you've been in the practice and around this team, they probably know a lot about you too. Next, I'd like to say, what is something you're working on right now? Perhaps a goal, or maybe something you're struggling with or in need of some help, just something you're focusing on right now in your life. How would you answer that question? And then I'd like for you to say this. How can everyone sitting here around you right now, how can they help you with this? What comes to mind? What would you like to ask your team members for right now? Okay. That's one discussion. Finish it and come back right here. Next, I want to flip the question to the inside of the practice and specific to your life on the inside. Similarly, how have you changed, evolved, improved, and in what ways are you better than you were before? In the practice, in your role, and in your dynamic, and your engagement with what you do for your team and for your patients, for yourself. This time, I also want your team and doctor to jump in and share their thoughts about you after you're done sharing about yourself, in what ways they feel they've seen you improve and take more initiative and overall develop. Finally, I want you to state some things that you would like to continue to improve at, or something that you want to learn more about, or that you're in need of help with. And then if anyone has any suggestions for you, that would be great also. That will be the end of the second discussion. I want you to finish it, and once again, come back right here. Now, we're going to bring you all together in your focus as a team, and I want you to really look at each other and overall, globally, as a group. And I want you to comment on how you've improved as a team and what you're all doing better with in your partnership, teamwork, and collaboration. Does that make sense? To really assess how you've evolved, gotten better, improved as a team. Okay, once everyone has had a chance to share, then we're going to reverse it, and we're going to open it up to everyone's comments about where you feel you could improve. Teamwork specifically, and what could be done or more consistently done better. You know, I suppose you could say both. What could be done better or more consistently, or both? Answer this question. What would make you the very best? What would take your team to a level 10? And then to wrap up this month, I want you to have some specific action lists that counters and provides solutions to each of the items that were recommended. I want you to be solution-focused, not problem-focused. If you brought up whatever it is, it's to make your idea better. It's a simple concept. Okay, listen. Great work, everybody. This is a lot, and really, I mean, it should have taken you the entire time. You should be very proud of yourselves if you did it right. And this way, as we get more and more advanced, you know, you're leading the discussion, not me. I'm just a guide. The bottom line is, as we always say, if we want to grow the practice, we have to grow the people. That's you. And you are amazing. There's no question or doubt about it. What we want is to keep that going and to fuel your ambition and keep you motivated and to better your best. It just feels good to always be working in a state of constant and never-ending improvement. It really feeds the soul. I'd love to hear your takeaways and feedback from this, and it would be fun for everyone to share one final reflection or revelation or takeaway or aha or thought or idea or inspiration that you received from today's practice focus and sharing openly and going to work on yourselves. Please, make a list and send it our way. I will read every single one of them. Hey, keep being you. Hey, you're the very best at being you, and that's all you got to be. It'll always be enough. I'll be back next month as we take this to a very fun and quite different level and direction than we ever have before. You're going to love very special and very new activities that I know you're going to find very helpful. And also, you know, invigorating. That's a wrap. Great work, everybody.